Welcome to GenCast, a sponsored podcast series brought to you by Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. I'm your host, Jeff Bogaliskis.
CAR T cells are one of the truly outstanding success stories for the life sciences and biotech industries. The ability to molecularly engineer T cells to seek out and destroy cancer cells represents a real paradigm shift in how scientists and clinicians approach therapeutic drug development. Yet, as with any success story, there are always the inevitable hurdles to overcome, and creating safe, efficacious CAR T therapies are no different. In this GenCast, you'll hear how the Brazilian Hematology Center, or Hemocentro, were looking to expand their clinical CAR T operations, but had limited experience with bioprocessing operations. As such, the Hemocentro team turned to the experts at the MLab Collaboration Center at Millipore Sigma to help them quickly overcome scale-up pitfalls and move the critical expansion project along so patients could get the therapies they needed. Take a listen to the conversation we had with two key members of this collaborative effort. Thanks for joining this GenCast today. We have our two panelists here with us. Let's meet them and learn a little bit more about them. Gentlemen.
Hi, everyone. I'm Victor Eberman, and I'm a process development scientist working at the MLab Collaboration Center.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me here. That's a great pleasure. I am Lucas Souza. I run the gene transfer lab at the Blood Center of Ribeirão Preto, which is the southwest of Brazil.
Great. Thanks, guys. Welcome again. I know you guys have a really interesting collaboration that's happened over the past few months or year or so. Maybe you could tell the Gen audience a little bit more about it and how the collaboration began.
Well, absolutely, Jeff. So a few years ago, our center started working on CAR T cell development here in Brazil. As we all know, the access to this therapy is kind of hard. So there are many studies and the access is actually easier in countries like United States and China, where you have a lot of investment and you have good infrastructure for that. But here we actually try to do our first steps in this direction. At that time, we had some experience transplanting unmodified primary stem cells. So we had a GMP facility for culturing them. And we knew about how to do gene transfer using virus in a bench scale process, right? So we have this experience and we actually started from that to do a small protocol. So we managed actually to adapt our protocols to a GMP one where we could produce CAR T cells or virus and then CAR T cells in a small scale. We did it in GMP conditions, and we actually used this to treat the first patient in Latin America with an anti-CD19 CAR, right, to treat lymphoma. It was a very successful treatment, very interesting. Then we actually were interested in increasing the access of this therapy to a larger number of patients, right? And then we had a bottleneck, actually. We had only this small protocol, and we did not have any experience scaling up the process. And that was especially problematic for viruses. We did not have any place to buy viruses, so we wanted to scale up this production. And as we had no experience on bioprocessing and scaling up this, we actually went to the MLab Collaboration Center here in Brazil, where we met Victor.
Thanks, Lucas. So Jeff, when we just met Lucas and his team and they connected with us, they told us that their need was how to construct a plant and how to expand their plant for their actual lab production. So they need to know better how to proper use on a GMP mode and how big could be this area. What are the configurations of the room and things like this, like really specific. So we managed to contact our regulatory affairs team, EHS, trying to help them on this specific topic. They also need to find a way to produce this virus and for gene modification in order to scale up their process as far as they only have a few volume, like a really low volume, and they need to scale up this to treat as many patients as possible. So they shared their initial data using some centrifuge filters, and then we managed to try to address some sort of goal to help them on this challenge of scaling up.
So that's pretty interesting, Victor. And I know that the Gen audience is always interested in how people meet the challenges of scale up, as it's a common problem in a lot of the biotech industry. So maybe you could tell us a little bit more about how you guys address this challenge of scaling everything up.
So it's pretty new for myself helping on this therapy, but it was pretty good because we already have really good expertise and knowledge shared in our network. So we first established what kind of equipment, technology, and process are required to enlarge their batches of lentivirus for gene modification. We also brought some equipment for trials at Hemocentro's lab, and we did a chromatography study as well. But the main goal in this first step was try TFF to concentrate their lentivirus and also discuss how to use better TFF, trying to clearance their benzonase treatment, which is used for DNA's clearance, and how to take off this benzonase of their process.
Yes, exactly. It was a great collaboration, actually, that's going on. The plan was not only focused on the process itself, but also we were aiming at building a big infrastructure for that. And we had no experience of how to configure this plant to produce and so on. And with the help of the MLab and Victor here, we could actually have a better idea of how to plan, arrange, and what is the strategic characteristics of this building, let's say, that we actually had to pay close attention. And then also we run this collaboration through pandemics, right, Victor? And that was interesting because when it hit us, we could shift our work on discussing actually regulatory guidelines, since this is not actually very clear here in Brazil yet. So they're largely based in on our initial process to try to establish some guidelines. So we discussed a lot about that. We had some virtual demonstrations of the equipment as well, which actually helped to keep the work moving on even during the pandemics. So that was very interesting.
So it sounds like you guys met this challenge head on and were able to tackle it pretty readily. So that's really great. And this really is an interesting project. What are your next steps for this project?
So we keep tracking the TFF step. So we had a couple of trials ongoing, and we have a plan to move on with the TFF optimization and implementation or scaling up. Also for chromatography, so trying new technologies to help them on purification steps. And as I mentioned, like benzonase clearance, it's a great topic, which is now coming up for regulatory affairs. We are trying to use TFF and use some sort of protocol for benzonase clearance as well.
The first step is, as Victor commented, to have this process ready for production of virus in a larger scale so we can produce more cells. And then the immediate next step is actually to decentralize this production of CAR T cells. So we already contacted some collaborators here in São Paulo state. We have many clinicians and hospitals that are highly interested on that, but they actually do not have the infrastructure for producing the viruses. So the idea is actually to provide viruses so these guys can produce their own CAR T cells and use to treat their patients. And to sum up, the concept here is to create a local hub, right, for CAR T cell therapy in an academic setting and provide this treatment to as many patients as possible. And for which, you know, the MLab has been very, very useful for us.
Well, guys, it sounds like this collaboration's been really fruitful, and it sounds like you guys have things well in hand. So I wish you all the best of luck for this endeavor, and I hope everything turns out really well. I want to thank you both for joining us for this GenCast today. We really appreciate it. I know the Gen audience is always interested to hear how other companies are tackling many of these problems that they're dealing with all the time. So again, thanks very much.
Thanks for the opportunity. Great talk.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Victor. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and discuss this with you guys.
Thanks for listening to GenCast. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, I'm Jeff Pogoliscus.